Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Guys, this is D. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. It's such a great time to be here with you guys, and I'm encouraged tonight because of what God's placed in my heart concerning the topic of the discussion we're going to talk about tonight. So I'm definitely am encouraged to be here with you guys tonight. I'm going to get things started right now with Can I Get an Amen? A little bit, well, no, I'm not going to do that one, guys. I'm going to go ahead and go with Consecrated For You, because I pray God will bless this time tonight. I pray that you'll be encouraged and we will leave here in a better place than where we were when we came here. And I'll be right back. We're going to talk about life after your exodus, a fresh new start.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you hear, I know you will hear every word I pray. Take my, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
I'm on Blog Talk Radio as well, guys. Tonight we're talking about the subject, life after your exodus. We talked about last week, this is your exodus. I was like, Lord, where do I go from here? We talked about this is your exodus last week, and God was like, look, the day after. See, we sometimes focus so much on the celebration. God's going to bring me out. God's going to work this thing out, and it's happening in my life. And then what happens is that we find ourselves in this place where everything is gone. The people have left. We're by ourselves. You know, Derek Coley had a song, When the Music Stops. That's where I live my song, When the Band Goes Home. You know, and you know what? So what happens is that we pray so much, and we pray, Lord, I need your direction. I need your direction in my life. And Lord, thank you for providing for me. And it happens. God delivers us. He takes us out of that place where we were into this new place. But guess what happens? When God moves us from that old place to the new place, that's when we are really tested as far as if we're going to keep on going or we're going to stay. What's going on, Jaleel? What's going on, Mom? I just want to give my mom a hug and love you. I'm glad you're here. You're feeling well. So thank you guys for keeping on your prayers. Back to what I was saying. You know, the day after, see, we focus so much on the actual exodus that we don't. What happens after the exodus? That's when we are really tried. That's when we are really going to really go through and really see what's really in our hearts. Because when you're going. When God delivers us, right? And He answers our prayers. We're sometimes like, yes, Lord. But when everyone is gone, and it's a new day, and reality sets in, the question becomes, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Now you've prayed that God would help you. God has delivered you. God has done these things for you in your life. And now the thing about it is this, what do we do? So tonight's subject is life after your exodus. Life after, how are you guys doing out there tonight? Life after your exodus. You know, and a fresh or new start. Now, one thing about last week, we talked about the whole thing. What's going on, Kelly? What's going on, Ralph? Let's see. Well, Auntie Waldo, Auntie Waldo says this. I'm renewing my vows, coming down the aisle to that song. All right, Auntie. This is where the test lies. That's so true, Auntie. This is where the test lies. The test lies on what are we going to do after God has answered that prayer, after God has done that big thing that we say that we need. We can't live without this thing happening for us in our lives. What do we do after that? You guys understand what I'm saying? Are you feeling what I'm saying? You know, because a lot of things happen sometimes when God is delivering us from something, when He's taking us from one place to another place. And, you know, so life after the exodus, after your exodus, a fresh new start. And last week we talked about this. It can be if, there's a big if we allow it to happen, if we trust God, if we go through the process. You know, one of the things I want to say to you guys is this, which is in Exodus chapter 15, right? You know, it's talking, you know, the song of Moses and Miriam. They're so excited. They're so happy, right? What's going on, Anthony? They're so excited. They're happy. And then what happens? They talk about in Exodus 15 about the waters of Marah and Elim. And then it talks about manna and quail in chapter 16 of Exodus. And I'm just going to say this. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim in Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. See, God had brought them out of Egypt, right? In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses, Aaron, and Aaron. I'm going to see if you guys are going to see a link in what we're talking about right here. You see, In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. These are the same ones, he said, you know, was like leading them out. They're praising God, thanking God. Yes, 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 right? So then it says this. In verse 3, the Israelites said to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. You know, what's going on, Marcos? What's going on? You know, the thing about this, when God delivers us out, right? When God delivers us, you know, something happens. Life happens. Life happens. You know what I'm talking about? Life happens. You know, so here they are. God brought them out. They've been in captivity for years, bringing them out, bringing them out of captivity, bringing them out. And they're in this new place. And they say, I wish we would have gone back. See, are these the same people who are praising God and thanking him for bringing them out? You know, so something happens, life after your exodus. Guess what? Life happens. Now, this went where the road, where the rubber meets the road. Listen, guys, I get those sayings mixed up and everything. But this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you're going to be really tested. Because first point tonight is this. Life happens. I want you to understand that life happens. And when life happens, how many of you guys know that sometimes things don't go away the way we had planned them, right? Right? If you're one of those planners, like I'm a planner. You know, I like to have, okay, I'm going to do this from this time to this time. I'm going to go here. But then what happens when things happen a different way? Lord, I'm praying that you're going to bring me out of this place. And then God brings you out of that place. And then you start to grumble like, I wish I would have stayed back where I am. I don't like this. This is not what I expected. You see, you cannot control what happens. Can I get an amen from someone out there? We cannot control what happens. See, life happens. We can't control what happens. We have to flow with it. We have to believe God. We have to believe God. You know, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes when this whole thing, when life happens, we have to face our fears. We have to face our fears because when life happens and God brings us out of one place, he's taking us to a new place and he's brought us out, we'll begin to walk in this thing. And it's like, what am I doing? Have you ever prayed that God would bring you out of something or deliver you from something? And then you begin to say, I'm going to go forward with the Lord. I'm going to follow you. You're saying jump like when he called Peter out of the boat and he said, come to me. Jesus called him out and he just jumped out. How many of you guys ever just do that? Say, okay, I'm going to follow. You telling me to do this? You opening this door? I'm believing that this is you. I'm going to go for it. And then in the midst of it, you're like, what am I doing? But we have prayed. Sometimes we forget. We prayed. We have prayed, Lord, please deliver me from this. Please open up this door. And then God opens up that door. Now what happens is that we have to face our fears. How about this? Insecurities. How about this? Disappointments. How about this? Failures. But you know what? When you begin to walk in that new thing that God's telling you to do, it, when you begin to walk and the people have gone, the people who've been celebrating with you have left, and you're by yourself, it's just you and God, that's when you're going to have to face some things you've been trying not to face. That's when you got to deal with some of the things that might come up. Are you afraid? And it's okay if you're afraid. If you're afraid, look, just be honest and say, Lord, I'm afraid. Lord, help me because I am afraid. You see, think about this. What's going on, Pastor Lionel? What's going on, Keith? What's going on, Cynthia? What's going on, Michael? Welcome. You know, tonight we're talking about life after your exodus, a fresh new start, first point, life happens. And when we face our fears, we have to face our fears, those insecurities, those fears, those disappointments, those failures. We have to face those things that might come up. Because guess what? When you're just going through this new thing and following God, it's going to expose where you are spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. Where are you at this point in time in your life? Remember, the Israelites, they prayed, they had asked God to help them. God delivered them out of Egypt. And here they are grumbling, saying, I wish you would have kept us right there. If only we had died by the Lord's hands in hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. You know, listen to this. Life happens. After the Exodus, life happens. That's when you begin to really see where you are. But you know, one thing about this is this. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this. And the NIV version says, For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. The King James Version says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. See, so when life happens, we have to speak the word of God in our lives. We have to speak the word of God from our mouths. We have to say, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, because sometimes that fear is going to come. And all these things I'm preaching, guys, like, guess what? When this show, this broadcast is over, this podcast is over, guess what? I'm having to live this. My mom can say amen. My mom can attest to this. I'm having to live this. My Aunt Waddles can attest to this. I have to live this. For God, not to say to myself, remind myself, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. We have to remind ourselves that even this new thing, and even though those feelings might try to come up, we have to remind ourselves and speak the word of God and speak life over ourselves and say, look, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. That way, I'm not going to be tempted to go back. Because how many of you guys know this? How many of you guys know that some don't make it through that Exodus? Some say, let me go back, because it was better back there. Instead of pressing forward, what's going on, Eric? Instead of pressing forward into what God has called us to press forward to, some people say, look, it's too hard. I know I prayed for this new thing to happen, but this is not what I'm expecting. I'm going to stay back here. I'm going to go back to where I was, where I was comfortable. That promotion might not come right now. That new thing that I've been praying about might not happen right now, but I feel more comfortable than that back there than going forward. How many of you guys know that some people don't make it? Some people die trying to go into the promised land. Some people don't make it. Some people run back because of fear. Because they're not encouraging themselves. They're not speaking life over themselves. They're not speaking the word of God over themselves. They're not saying to themselves from 2 Timothy 1:7, well, God's not giving me, making it personal. God's not giving me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I want you to understand this. Life after your Exodus, some people start the Exodus and they say, I cannot take this. I'm going back. How many have seen people going back? How many of us have gone back and said, you know what, God, I'm afraid to move forward. I'm afraid to move forward in you because this is different. This feels different. I don't have control over this. I know what's back there. It might be just the scraps, but I know what's back there. I might be abused, misused, mistreated, but I know that versus let me just go forward and believe in you that you're going to bring me, that you brought me out, and that you will keep me and take me to the promised land. Am I making any sense tonight? Am I making any sense? Now, for those who are coming through, this is what we do. While I'm talking, like Katrina says, amen. Michael said, hey, Greg. Miss Yvonne said, amen. You know, talk. You can talk to me. We just want to respect each other, our opinions, if they're different, and it's okay. But I just want to say thank you guys for staying here, and also thank you guys for sharing this on your page. Life after your Exodus, a fresh new start. Am I making any sense tonight? Marco says, amen. Hey, Marcos. I want you to understand something, guys. Life after your Exodus, a fresh new start. Life happens. Two, the new. Second point tonight, the new has come alive. You know, think about it. The new has come alive. The thing about this is this. We can talk for days, right? We can talk for days about what God's going to do and how we're going to do, what we're going to do when he's answered our prayers and what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. It's another thing to talk it. It's another thing to walk it. It's another thing to talk it, but it's another thing when that thing comes to life. And if you have a trigger to experiencing new things, if you have a trigger to change, that whole thing of life after your exodus and God brought me out, it becomes a different thing when that thing has become reality. Your new has become your reality. The new has come alive. See, that's a difference. There's a difference. You guys understand there's a difference. We could talk about what I'm believing God to do in my life, in our lives. But it's a difference when that reality, that newness that God has talked about comes to life. And it comes alive. You see, what happens is this. My mom says, amen. You have to make a decision. And I got this from talking to my mama this tonight, guys. We had a little thing, and I'm not going to even put that out there on the internet. But God is good. The new has come alive. You have to make a decision. And then you have to remind yourself that God is with you. See, it's all about this whole Exodus thing and God taking us from one place to the other place. We have to make that decision to say, you know what? I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe what he has said to me. I'm going to believe what he's saying to me. And I'm going to believe what he's showing me. And I'm going to believe those things. And I'm going to remind myself that God is with me. You have to remind yourself that God is with you. Why do you think that's important, guys? Why do you think it's important to remind yourself that God is with you? Because I want you to understand, you know, for me, it's very, very important to remind myself, to make a decision and remind myself that God is with me, because it helps me to not feel like I'm in this thing alone. How many of you guys feel like you're in this thing alone? This walk, this journey called life, and it's like, this is not how I expected life to be. How many of you guys feel like that? You know, am I the only one? Am I the only one? I guess I had this, what's the word I'm trying to think? The word's not coming to my mind. That's this idealistic view of life. And now that I've been an adult for some years and time is going by so quickly, sometimes you can forget. You might feel like I am in this thing by myself. Life is not what I expected it to be. I was talking with someone earlier today, and I told the person, take it day by day. Like we talked about last week, right? Take it day by day. You have to remind yourself that God is with you. See, when the Israelites were going through there, and they're complaining, they have to remember that, what did God do? God just separated the Red Sea, had split the Red Sea. They were walking on dry land. The Egyptians didn't even get to them. You know, sometimes we forget the things that God has brought us through. And we're in this new day, and we're saying, Lord, what am I going to do? Well, I'm feeling like I'm by myself. You know, that's why I say the violins come out and start playing the slow music, right? The violin comes out and starts playing the slow music. You know, woe is me. Have you guys ever been there, that woe is me thing? But sometimes you just have to make that decision. I will trust God. I will trust God with my whole heart. I'll trust him with all my heart. You know, we have to get to that point to say that. And listen to this. Then we have to decide, you know what, I'm going to follow God and not look back regardless. You know, have you guys ever been in that place where you prayed and when God answered that prayer, you're like, this is the answer? This is what you're doing. This is the direction you want me to go in. But we have to get to that point saying, I'm going to decide to follow God and not look back. You know, and you know, whew. If you got to sing Precious Lord, sing Precious Lord. If you have to sing, I have decided to follow Jesus, sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. Whatever it is, you have to get to that point where you make a decision. Because listen to this, I can't make the decision for you. I can't walk your faith walk for yourself. But I can encourage you along the way. And then you have to be willing to accept it. You have to be willing to hear what God is saying through me to you. Then you have to be willing to say, I'm going to follow you, God, and I'm not going to look back. See, Hey, thanks for liking my video, Kay. And please share this video on your pages, guys. But, you know, think about it as this, guys. You also have to decide to do all those things you told God you would do when you were in pain, when you were in need, when you were dealing with your insecurities, when you're dealing with your disappointments, when you're dealing with failures and saying, God, if you will do this, if you open up this door, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. You don't have to worry about it. And we make all these promises and all these decrees to God. But then when God does that thing, we sometimes forget. We sometimes deal with the fear and then we shrink back. No, I can't go there, Lord. I can't do that. I know you're telling me to do this, but I really, really cannot go that route. I can't do that. But have you guys ever been there? Have you ever been there? See, because we have to make that decision, say, Lord, I'm going to do all those things I told God I would do. You know, and I'm going to tell you guys this. And this is my scripture for the year. You know, what scripture are you guys standing on for the year? The scripture I'm standing for on, and I read it, and I probably say it by heart, but I just want to make sure I don't make any mistakes. Jeremiah 29:11 is mine. For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Listen to this. You have to make those decisions to do those things you said God, you're going to believe God to do. What's going on, Aisha? You have to do this. You have to believe. Look, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. You know, and with that, you go ahead and keep those things that God has told you that he would do, that you would do for him. Because like I said, how many of us, God gives us what we ask for, but we don't do those things that we say we'll do while we're going through. Keith says this. Hey, Keith. Keith says this. Press towards the mark for the prize of high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Yes. Yes, that's right. Press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So when God brings out, guess what? We have to keep on pressing toward the mark. Thank you, Keith. We have to keep on pressing towards that mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. We have to press. And then we have to believe that God has the best in store for us in our lives. But we can't stop pressing. We can't stop saying, we cannot stop moving forward. See, some people, you know, like those who come on, we're talking about tonight, life after your exodus, a fresh new start. See, the thing about newness, how many of us are really afraid of a new plan? Can we pray about it? Lord, I want you to move, and I need this, I need that, and God does it. Then we become afraid. But God said, look, life happens. The new has come alive. And one of the things about tonight, my third point tonight is this. Acceptance is key to your survival. Acceptance is key to your survival. Do you guys understand what I'm talking about? This is what I'm talking about. When you talk about acceptance, and you talk about acceptance being the key, listen, guys, if you don't accept what God is doing, if you don't accept the newness, listen, you will mess up your own blessing that God is trying to do in your life. If you don't accept it, like God can do these new things and bring these new things, new people in my life, new situations, I'm going to either accept it, I'm going to fight it, or I'm going to try to ignore it. You know, and do nothing, but I'm not going to do that thing that God's trying to tell me to do. So that's kind of this point. Is acceptance is your key to survival. In the newness, you got to be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to accept that God is doing this new thing in my life. Because how many of you guys pray, Lord, please, I need this, Lord. Bring me out, and God brings you out. Then we fight God. Why did you bring me out right then? I was about, It might not have been the best situation. I was about to get what I've been waiting for, but you've been misused, abused, mistreated in that place. You know, listen, God wants to bless you. He wants to bless us. He doesn't want us to die in Egypt, to die in the struggle. And God said, let me bring you out of the struggle, but we have to accept it. It's like this. Rescuing a stray animal, right? You rescue a stray animal. Thank you for sharing my video, Auntie. You rescue a stray animal, and you try to show the animal love, and then the animal turns against you. Because even though the animal might have been hurt where the animal was, the animal doesn't want that. The animal wants to go back. And we do the exact same thing sometimes. Lord, and God bless us. And then we fight the Lord back. Why'd you do that? Why did you bring this newness into my life? This is not what I asked for. Not understanding that God works all things out for our own good. We don't see it sometimes when we're going through. Or sometimes we don't accept it. And we don't appreciate it. And we'll just stop and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing me through. Thank you for answering my prayers. This might be a different experience, but I'm going to believe that you are opening up this new door for me. And some of you guys are saying, Lord, why aren't things happening the way I expected them to happen? And God says, not yet. Better yet, just trust me. So that whole thing about acceptance is linked with trusting. I'm going to trust the process. I'm going to trust. That's my word for the season for myself, guys, is that I'm going to trust this process, because God will answer our prayers, but we have to say, I'm going to trust this process. Things might become a little slow, but we're going to say, I'm going to trust the process. Things might be moving faster than you expected, but you can say, I'm going to trust this process. People might be coming in and out of your life, but you say, Lord, I'm going to trust this process. People might be dying to your left and right, north, south, east, and west, but Lord, I'm going to trust this process. Maybe your dream is not happening quicker than you think, but maybe perhaps God is building up something within you. Perhaps God is working something out on the outside that you cannot see from your angle. But you got to listen, say this. I'm going to accept this where I'm at, and I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to believe that you're going to make a way for me. Life after your exodus, life happens. Second point, life comes, your new comes to life, has come alive. Acceptance is key to your survival. Listen to this, guys. Accept and move with God, and don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded. James 1:8 says this. NIV, such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. You know, it says in King James Version, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Sometimes we're wondering, how come God's not moving in my life? We have to ask ourselves, are we being double-minded? I'm going to believe you 1 second, the next second, I'm not going to believe you. And you know, when people bring things to your attention, sometimes you just have to take a second to digest it. And then you have to ask yourself, am I being double-minded? Am I believing, am I thanking God for one way, for one, bring me out and answer my prayers? The next second saying, is this really him? Is he really bringing me out? Didn't you pray for it? Didn't you ask God for that? God might answer our prayers and it might come in a different package. But how many of us are going to say, you know, I accept and I'm going to move with you, God. It might be happening in a different way than I expected, but I know that you are in this thing and you are with me and I'm not in this thing by myself. But I want you to know that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. 1 second, I'm believing, the next second. But I want to tell you this. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So when God places something in you and he begins to work in your life, don't you know that the enemy is going to come right there and be like, did God really say that? You know, that's coming. You have to trust. You have to accept what's going on in your life, the newness, the things you pray about, and then you have to move with God. I'm going to follow God. You have to be willing to move with God. You have to be willing to hear God. Then you have to be willing to do what God is telling you to do. And then what about this? We have to accept and embrace the truth about where we are spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You see, something that happens is that sometimes we don't embrace the truth about where we are. If you're dealing with fear about the new things that God's about to do in your life, just be honest and say, Lord, I'm dealing with fear. I'm dealing with fear, but I need you to help me. Yes, that's right, Auntie. Auntie Wilder says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Yes, she put it down there so everybody can see it. Thank you. Yes, James 1:8. What's going on, Councilman? What's going on, Taylor? What's going on, Kevin? We have to be willing to accept and embrace your truth about where you are. If you're dealing with depression, say, Lord, I'm dealing with depression. I need some help. If you're saying, Lord, I need some extra encouragement, because I want to make sure that this is you that is moving in my life. Montrell says this, sometimes we forget that God has perfect vision. All right, Montrell. Don't get me started tonight. He can see beyond our prayers and knows how to answer us in the best way to perform his perfect plans for us. You know, Montrell, thank you, Montrell. I had to drop the mic. Drop the mic, Montrell. I love that line, that first line, Montrell. Sometimes we forget that God has perfect vision. That's how come he's God. See, some of us have been struggling with this new thing that God's doing in our lives and wanting to do, and we become stuck in that acceptance thing, But when we forget, sometimes, like Montrell says, sometimes we forget God has perfect vision. He sees all, he knows all. If we say we're going to trust him, we got to trust him. But we have to be willing to, like I was saying before, we have to be willing to accept and embrace our truth. You must accept and embrace your truth about where you are. And one of the things about it that I'm very keen on for myself, that I've learned for myself, is that you are the authority of you. You know what you have been through. You know where you are. You just have to be honest about it. But you know yourself better. You know yourself better. And one thing about this is this, embracing your truth about where you are. Lord, I'm struggling in this new exodus. Please change my heart. Please change my mind. Please give me the strength to keep moving on. The Councilman Elder Barry Good says this, God knows, but he needs us to acknowledge that we are aware of our own issues. Amen. Amen. Drop another mic. God knows, but he needs us to acknowledge that we are aware of our own issues. And that goes without saying, Councilman. We have to be willing to accept and embrace our own truth about where we are. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I am weak. Please help me. Like someone told me before, Lord, help me in my weakness to believe that you're going to bring me through and continue to bring me through this thing. I think sometimes, guys, we pray that God will bring us through, and then sometimes we forget that God, we think that God's forgotten us, and he just left us in the middle of this life-changing event. No, God has not forgotten you. God's not forgotten you. Hey, what's going on, Lord? What's going on? Tonight we're talking about, guys, life after your exodus. For those who are coming on, we're talking about life happens, the new has come alive, and acceptance is key to your survival. Life after your exodus. You know, and then think about this. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says this, and I'm going there right now. The NIV version says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. The King James version says it this way. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I want to tell you this, guys. You know, we have to get to a point where we say, you know what? I'm going to leave this struggle behind. I'm going to leave this struggle behind. If we're struggling with going back or struggling with moving forward. See, sometimes we get in that struggle with like that. Remember that cartoon? You have your angel on one side and the devil on the other side. We struggle. The light and darkness struggle. You know, God, the devil, the evil, the good is struggling. And the struggle becomes real because it's like, am I going to believe God or am I going to move backwards? Am I going to believe him or am I going to move backwards? Am I going to try to do this thing by myself or am I going to say, you know what, let me humble myself. Let me humble myself. That's why I love 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Why am I saying this? We talk about the Exodus. You might be saying, because listen, sometimes when God brings us out, and God brings out, we begin to murmur, that's sin. We begin to complain, that's sin. We begin to think about, oh, yeah, I used to do that. Oh, yeah, and then we start glorifying it. Oh, yeah, I used to do that back in Egypt. Yeah, you remember back in the day in Egypt? And you're trying to move forward to next place. And, but how can you go to next place when you are exalting that thing you've been praying God to bring you through and bring you out of? You know? So, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. You know, God's saying right to me, and I'm sharing this with you, God's saying, look, leave that struggle behind. There's even don't murmur, because murmuring and complaining, that's sin. God's saying, leave that stuff alone so you can move forward. Leave the struggle behind you. Leave Egypt behind you. Leave Egypt behind you and don't murmur. Don't complain. Look, things are better back there. No, thank you. We got to get to a point of saying, thank you, God, for what you're doing. I'm going to believe that you are moving in my life. I'm going to believe that you are with me. I'm going to accept this newness and I'm going to live with an expectancy. Like one of the things that I shared with you a few weeks ago when I went on vacation, and one thing that I talked about when I went on vacation, right? I said that I told my mom, I said, this is going to be an adventure. This was right here is going to be an adventure. And things didn't happen the way I expected them to happen. But when I changed my mindset, you see, life after the Exodus, you have to change your mindset. You know what? I'm not going to keep on going back and talking about the stuff that God said he would bring me out of. You know, some of you guys might have been in a bad marriage. And you say, you know, it's time for me to separate. I need to take a break because this marriage is going to kill me. And then you get away and you say, you know what? I'm going to go back to the marriage. You can go back to that marriage. If it's that bad, but sometimes we go back. We go back. The struggle. Do I stay? Do I believe God that God's going to do a new thing in my life? Listen, guys, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you've gone through, God's saying leave that struggle behind you. Leave Egypt behind you. God's trying to do a new thing in your life. And for some of you guys, God's saying, look, break some relationships and friendships off. Accept the new relationships and friendships that God is trying to bring into your life. Life after your Exodus. This can be a fresh new start. But then it comes to that point, if. What's going on, Sean? What's going on, Brian? If. It can be a new start if we do what God is telling us to do. It can be a new start if we change our mindset. If we accept it, if we embrace it. Because like we said, first point tonight, life happens. Second point, the new has come alive. We're talking about life after your Exodus, a fresh new start, Brian. Then third point, Acceptance is the key to your survival. You have to be willing to accept and say, okay, I'm going to trust and I'm going to believe you, God. I'm going to trust and believe in the process. I'm not going to stop trusting in the process. Listen, some of you guys are on your last, you feel as if you are on your last leg, right? You feel like, hey, God, you told me this. You've shown me this vision of what's going to happen. Now, the biggest thing is I'm going to trust you to bring me through this thing. If you're going to bring me through to it, you can bring me through it, then you'll bring me totally out of it. And we have to be willing to embrace our new reality. Fourth point tonight is this: embrace fully. Embrace. Not just embrace, but fully, with 100% embrace your new reality. And the question is for you guys is this: Can you embrace what God is trying to do in your life? Can you embrace the newness that God is trying to do in your life? Because listeners, is this easy? And I'm here to let you know, guys, this is not necessarily easy. Life is not necessarily easy. This Christian life is not necessarily easy. But God said, I'll be there with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Fully embrace your new reality. And for those who come in on late, the whole thing about this thing is this. Last week we talked about this is your Exodus. This week, life after your Exodus. Life when after the whole big event, the big celebrations, you're by yourself. Now it's a matter of what do I do? Do we do like the Israelites did, some of the Israelites did in Exodus chapter 16, where they started to complain to Moses and grumble and say, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. You have brought us into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. Sometimes, guys, we're going to go through a desert season to get to the promised land. We say, Lord, why do you bring me out of this for me to go through this desert place? Yeah. Brian says, the Lord told us this road won't be easy. That's so true. Yeah, so true. What's Octavia, what's going on? You know, fully embrace your new reality. Sometimes we might end up going through a wilderness season, a desert season, but guess what? God still provided for them, and God will still provide for us. So embrace this new reality. That new reality that might not look or appear to be what you have prayed for, but you have to believe that the best is yet to come, that God knows and he sees all and he knows all, that he won't leave you, he won't forsake you, that he will bring you to it, he'll bring you through it, he'll bring you over it. Whichever way, God will make that way for you. But the thing about it is this: we cannot look in the past. We cannot continue to look back in Egypt, you know, and look forward. It's hard to move forward and you're looking back at the same time. It's hard. So we have to be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to jump into this whole thing 100%, and I'm not going to look back. And I'm going to thank God for the wilderness experience. I'm going to thank God for the desert experience, knowing that God is going to take me to a place where I need to be. Right. Brian says this: keep the faith and don't give up. That's basically it, Brian. That's basically it. Keep the faith and don't give up. And we had to get to back to that point where we say, I won't look back. I won't look back. I won't look back. For those who are coming through, we're talking about tonight, life after your Exodus, a fresh new start. First point, talked about life happens. Second point, the new has come. Third point, acceptance is key to your survival. Fourth point, fully embrace your new reality. See, the thing about this is that we have to, even in the Exodus, God is still healing us. God is still speaking to us. God, because listen to this, he's healing us. He's encouraging us. Because sometimes when you're in that desert experience and God's brought you out of Egypt, and he's taking you to, and you've gone through the Exodus, he's brought you out of that thing, and then he's saying, he's bringing this, you to this place so he can have more time with you, to talk to you, to spend with you. I'm going to tell you this, let God heal you fully. You know, we're being tested, sometimes we're being tested. What's really in your heart? Because when you're going out and you are out of the Exodus experience, and it's the day after, that's when the real test happens. Not during the celebration, right after that celebration, that's when the real test, what do you really believe? Does this person really believe that you're going to take them to the promised land? They made this Exodus, you've done this thing in their lives. Does this person really believe that you are going to do what you have said you're going to do? And that becomes the fight. That becomes a struggle. That's come the day after the Exodus. Some people say, I can't take it. I'm going back because they don't trust God fully. They go back because they say, it's comfortable here. I know what's here. Versus, God, you're bringing me out. What do I do? But I'm going to tell you this, fully embrace your new reality. Fully embrace it. The ups, the downs, regardless of what you see, regardless of what's in front of you, believe that God is leading you, that God is with you, that God will protect you. Don't look back. And then you have to sometimes say to yourself, I will not look back. I will not go back. I will stay forward. I will keep my eyes on the prize. I will trust you, God, with everything that's within me. But I'm going to tell you guys this. Even during this time, allow God to heal you. Allow God to heal your heart. Allow God to free you and to fully be freed to walk into the promised land. See, the thing about it is that this is your Exodus. God will bring you out. But guess what? The day after the Exodus, that's when you're going to be faced with everything that's really within you. Your faith is going to be tested. Your heart is going to be tested. Your walk is going to be tested. You are going to be tested. But I'm going to tell you to this today, let God heal you fully. And be willing to stay. Be willing to, when God says move, move. When God says stop, be willing to stop. You know, what's going on, Larissa? What's going on, Vivian? What's going on, Pastor Donnell? You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it states this. It states, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. I'm a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Listen, which verse is this? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, what's going on, Walter? The thing about this is this, guys. Don't mourn the old. Don't mourn that old thing you're trying to move from, that thing you've been praying to God to bring you out of, that thing you've been praying and asking God, you know, that thing that God brought you out of, that Exodus, whatever that Exodus is for you in your life. Don't mourn what God brought you out of. Behold, all things are become new. Because when we pray that God would deliver us and God opens up doors, sometimes we get to the point where we sit back and we say, but I used to do this. And I guess that's what I was doing on the phone with my mom earlier. You know, Lord, but I was doing this. My mom corrected me, guys. My mom corrected me. She said, didn't you preach last week, X, Y, and Z? And I was like, Mom, I'm expressing myself. But don't mourn the old. And I get it now. I get it. When God is doing this new thing in us, right, we can't sit there and start talking about, yeah, and I used to do this, and when God's trying to do a new thing, God's telling you to do a new thing, do that new thing. Behold, all things are become new. But for me personally, guys, change has been a trigger for me because I've come used to the norm, to the familiar. But how many of you guys know that God's telling us, listen, tomorrow's not promised. Go for it. Do that thing. Yeah, Pastor Donnell said, come through mom. Yeah, mom said that. We had to get off the phone. Listen to this. I'm not going to say that. I'm not even going there. But I love my mom. And, you know, and even in this message and God speaking to me, and don't mourn those. don't even give the old a chance of speaking. I understand now. Sometimes when you're in the middle of that thing, you don't understand it. But God said, don't mourn the old. Like I said, this is for me first. You know, and I share with you what God's placed in my heart. And God told me, don't mourn the old. Behold, all things are become new. Old things, all things, not some things, but all things are become new. Don't mourn what God's bringing you out of. Don't mourn that old place. Lord, what are you doing for me? What direction are you taking me in? I'm going to go there, and I'm going to be fully committed to you and to this process. How many of you can say this right now? I'm going to be fully committed to what God is trying to do, is doing in my life. Or we're going to say, Lord, it's come a little bit too hard. I'm running. You know, have you ever seen somebody run? And they run some more. But God's saying, look, it makes the process even longer. One second we're saying, I'm trusting you, God. The next second we're saying, I got to go back to Egypt. Because I know it's back to Egypt. But life after your exodus, I hope that you don't say that. But life after your exodus, a fresh new start. Listen this. It can be a fresh new start if you allow God to do what he's, if you allow God to work in your life. It can be a fresh new start. It can be a fresh start, a new start, if we keep our eyes focused on God. If we focus our eyes on him, we focus our ears, put our ears frequency to God, to heaven. And then allow God to separate those that negativity out of your life, to let that negativity go, so you can hear God fully. You know, and that whole struggle with wanting to pass and not wanting to move forward. Listen, if you want God to move forward and move you to the next place, you have to be willing to go. We have to be willing to go. We have to be willing to listen. We have to guard our eyes. We have to guard our ears. We have to guard our mouths. We have to guard what we see, what we do, everything. Everything we have to guard. We have to guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We have to guard our heart. So life after your exodus, a fresh new start. This thing can happen if you are willing and say, I will follow you. I'm going to trust the process. Trust the process. You can't rush God. You can't make God move quicker than you want. You have to be willing to trust God. And listen, that patience thing is so, so, so true. We have to learn patience. And then listen to this. Life happens. The new has come alive. You know, my mom says this. Yesterday is gone and cannot be revisited. Press forward to see what the end will be. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mom, for sharing that. Yesterday is gone and cannot be revisited. We can talk about yesterday forever. Yesterday's not here. Let's start talking about the newness, what God's going to do. And like my mom was saying right there and sharing, press forward to see what the end will be. Press forward to see what the end will be. I just want to encourage you guys to keep on moving on with the Lord, to keep on serving the Lord, to understand that life is going to happen. You have those good days, you have those bad days, you can't control it, but you have to say, look, I'm going to go through this. I'm going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to press forward to see what the end will be. And when that newness comes, don't be afraid. Don't allow those fears or insecurities or disappointments or failures to keep you from moving forward. You know, and listen to this. Acceptance is key. Accept where you are mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Accept what's happening. Embrace it. And then say, yes, Lord, I'm going to trust you 100%. And that last thing, fully embrace your new reality. Fully embrace it. Instead of fighting against it, to say, Lord, this is going to be an adventure. I cannot wait to see what you're going to bring and do in my life today. Because the enemy will try to come to trip us up. You know, but listen to this, guys. If we keep our eyes on the prize, the sky is the limit. And we'll see God do some great marvelous things in our lives. The day after the Exodus, we can talk a good game, right? We can talk a good game. It's a different thing when we're going through that thing and we're experiencing the new reality for ourselves. It's different to read about it. It's a different thing to go through it. But trust the process. Work through that process. And know that God is with you, that God is going to keep you. And just know that, listen, you can win. You will win. Just be willing to learn. And for those who came on, what's going on, Angel? Tonight we talk about this, life after your Exodus. A fresh new start. Because last week we talked about this is your Exodus. And how many know that after that celebration, after those things have happened and you're by yourself, that's when you're going to really be tested to see where you are. And I just want to encourage you, don't run back to your Egypt. Don't complain. Just say, thank you, Lord. And I'm going to trust you that you haven't brought me out here this far to not take me all the way. You know, what are some takeaways that you guys are going to take with you tonight as we prepare to end tonight's session? What are some takeaways that you are going to take with you? One takeaway is what my mom said, press forward to see what the end will be. I'm going to press forward to see what the end is going to be. Because listen, it's life after your Exodus. The test really begins after the celebration is done, when you're by yourself and you're starting to do these new things and God brings you to this place, wherever you are, that's when you're going to be tested. You know, and if we're not tested, guys, we don't really know where we really, really are until we're tested. It's not supposed to be easy. Life's not supposed to be easy. But listen, he's with us. He'll never leave us, and you will never be alone by yourself. I praise God, and I thank you guys for coming through tonight. I thank you to many pastors, some pastors' names I've called, some I didn't get a chance to. Thank you for the regulars, those who come through. We do this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. The conversations continue on throughout the week or so. Please download and share on your pages. I appreciate you guys. I want you guys to be encouraged. Please say a prayer for me. I'm praying for you that you will embrace your new Exodus, that you will embrace what God is doing in your life. That's my prayer, is that you will embrace this fresh new start, that you won't also try to, some of us not jeopardize it. Some of us try to jinx what God is doing in our lives with prayers. We work against it. You know, don't pray and then work against the prayer. Allow God to work your prayer. Allow God to answer your prayer and bring you through it. Don't jeopardize what God is trying to do in your life. Life after your Exodus. Are you going to go backwards and run back to Egypt where it's comfortable? Are you going to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you right here and right now? God bless you. Let the conversation continue. What's going on, Charles? Angel, thank you guys for coming through. Everyone, thank you so much for coming through. What's going on, Yvonne, Tom, Trent Quest? Appreciate you. I'm going to say God bless you. Lewis came through. Vivian came through. Walter. And I want to say, if I didn't say your name, please forgive me. I didn't see it. But I want to say I pray that God will bless you. I pray that you'll be encouraged tonight. And again, let me know where you are and how you're doing. Share your praise reports. And I want to hear from you. Feel free to check out my official website, www.gwrightonline.com, and also on Facebook Live, on Facebook. I want to say God bless you. Please share this podcast on your pages. And thank you for praying for me and for my ministry. Forgetting those things. That's right, Elder, Councilman Elder. Forgetting those things that are behind me and reaching forward to those things that are before me, I press toward the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, forgetting those things which are behind me. Let us forget those things that are behind us. And let us keep pressing on toward the prize. And let's see what the end is going to be. Don't give up. God is answering your prayer. God has answered your prayer. Trust the process. Stay committed to the process. And trust God. And just say, thank you, Lord. God bless you. And be encouraged.